Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Chronicles chapter 28, we'll read verses 20 through 25, and Tigath-Pileser, the king of Assyria, came unto him and distressed him, but strengthened him not. For Ahaz took away a portion out of the house of the Lord, and out of the house of the king, and of the princes, and gave it unto the king of Assyria, but he helped him not. And in the time of his distress, he trespassed yet more against the Lord. This is that king Ahaz. For he sacrificed unto the gods of Damascus, which smote him. And he said, because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, therefore will I sacrifice to them, that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. And Ahaz gathered together the vessels of the house of God, and cut in pieces the vessels of the house of God, and shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and he made him altars in every quarter of Jerusalem, and in several cities of Judah, and made high places, and burnt incense unto other gods, and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers. Ahaz is king of Israel. He became king at the age of 20, and has been in power for 16 years. He's only 36 years old. He's not been a good king spiritually. He's not only allowed, but he himself worshipped false gods. He fought many battles with the enemies and lost many of them and caused the death of many people. He's allowed many Hebrews to be held captive by the enemy. By the age of 36, Ahaz has more mess on his hands than he knows what to do with. Tigath-Pileser is the king of Assyria, and the Bible says caused Ahaz to be distressed. Ahaz takes a position of or a portion of gold and expensive things from the temple and gives them to the king of Assyria, but the king of Assyria still refuses to help Ahaz. Ahaz also begins sacrificing to the gods of Damascus, trying to get help from these false gods. He takes the wealth of the temple and offering it to all kinds of false gods just to try to get help. Ahaz reminds me of many people today. People do not handle stress well, and then they end up doing many foolish things. We often call these times of stress or distress being in the valley. In other words, we are in a low place, and the sides seem steep and harsh on both sides. We all have to face these valleys in our life, but we don't have to build a house there and live in the valley floor. God wants us to get through the valley and not stop and dwell at the floor, the lowest point of the valley. Let me give you a few thoughts about this today. Number one, God is God in the valley as well as being God in the mountains. In 1 Kings 20, verse 28, it talks about that our God is the God of the valleys, not just the God of the hills. In Psalm 23, that famous verse in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You cannot go to a place that's too deep for our God. God does not live in the valley, but he will meet you there and help get you through. You know, many people, when they're in these low times, they see the steep, rugged sides and the darkness hovering around. The problem is they've stopped to look. God asks us to keep going. You may be tired. You may be sore. You might be confused, but keep on going. Oh, several years ago, I was elk hunting in Montana. I was led off on the backside of a very steep mountain, and I was to travel down the mountain partway and work my way around a trail all the way around that mountain. It took several hours and was several miles. I honestly didn't think that I was ever going to make it, but I kept going. And eventually, I popped out on the spot where I was supposed to meet up with everybody. That is exactly what God says. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." We're not to stop and look around. We're not to be afraid of the steep sides. No, we're to keep on walking. We're to keep on going. Yes, the struggle is there. The darkness and the fear is there. But as long as you keep on going, you have a chance. Number two, Ahaz allowed stress and distress to keep him in the valley. It's interesting. The Bible says that Tiglath-Pileser distressed him but strengthened him not. It says again in verse 22, "And in the time of his distress, he trespassed yet more against the Lord." Ahaz trespassed. He crossed the lines that weren't supposed to be crossed. He took things from the temple of God and used those as sacrifices to false gods. He used it as payment to other nations. He was trying to buy help from the world with the things of God. He ran to the false gods for help. He did not run to the true and mighty God. May I say something? Don't let stress and distress cause you to run to sinful things for comfort and security. You don't need to run to the alcohol. You don't need to run to drugs. You don't need to run to depression and sleep and stay in your room in bed for a day on end. You don't need to run to shutting off from the world and hibernate. You don't need to run to play or vacation or what some people would call retail therapy and just start spending a bunch of money to buy things to make you feel better. Run to the house of God. Don't run from the house of God. Run to the man of God. Don't run from the man of God. And by the way, don't blame God and steal from him as Ahaz did. Walk through the valley with God. Isn't it amazing? Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego went through the fire. But it's interesting to me, nowhere in the book of Daniel does it say that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego saw Jesus. It says that Nebuchadnezzar did. But it does not say that the three men in the fire saw him. They knew he was there, but they did not necessarily see him. And then lastly, every valley is a decision-making time. Joel 3:13 and 14 says, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision." When under stress and in distress, walk by principles of the Word of God, not by emotion. Trust what God says over what you can see. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Let principles decide for you, not situations. Let principles decide what decisions, and let that take the stress off. Ahaz let his emotions control him, and he made bad decisions. You can't keep from the valleys coming in your life, but you don't have to build a house in the valley floor. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.